This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We have the Dalet Malchias and versus Yaakov Avinu. We said that even when the Dalet Malchias comes separately, even when the Dalet Malchias come as Tzuras Adam, and what you explained yesterday was that they appear to us through the best of human nature, then Klai Yisrael has a harder time dealing with it. Still, we overcome it because of the Bechina of Yaakov, which is Koach Kadosh Nivdol, and we explained yesterday what Koach Kadosh Nivdol means and so on. That was yesterday. There's a Nekuda about it I want to speak a little bit more. He says Yaakov Avinu had he's a Koach Kadosh Nivdol, and he is like an Evan. The Nekuda that Yaakov is Kadosh Nivdol, Tan Chav Chesam Ralph, the Nekuda that Yaakov is a Kadosh Nivdol, the Maral says in a lot of places. And a lot of places, the Mile of Yaakov is Kedusha, that's obvious. But what exactly that's meant to bring out, he has different inyan in different places. One is that the word Kadosh means is Nivdol Kol Inyanei Olam. That's correct. The second thing is and this is what he says in the Gerarye, in Parshas Vayetze, that I bring the quote on the bottom. V'davashu Kadosh v'Nivdol hu davash lo yischalik. Something which is Kadosh and Nivdol does not split into pieces. V'hu echad kashedu l'chachamim. So Maral makes a strange statement here, that things that are Kadosh Nivdal are one, and they don't split into parts, and Yaakov is the Ikar Achtus. And that's why Yaakov Avinu had the stones come together. This is a knach that's much harder to explain and to understand. It's much deeper in understanding what it is. The Hesbah we said yesterday, that a Kadosh Nivdol means you've got nothing in common with your surroundings and therefore you're not affected by it, that's the explanation of Kedusha in a Pashta sense. But what does he mean over here that Kadosh Nivdol is one and it's not given to his Chalkus? And that's why he explains Yaakov Avinu, the two stones or the 12 stones depending on the Chazal became one stone, because a Kadosh Nivdol is not affected by it. So let's explain it. It's a deeper nekuda. One of the things that we speak when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus the world. So one of the first ways to describe the difference is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad. The world is rov, harbe, morabu maasech Hashem. Avodah Zarah are many. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. That is one of the distinctions we draw. There's another interesting. There's a pasuk that says, "Ola taiva yevakech nifrad," that the person looking for taiva is a nifrad. Normally, it means that it tends to create dissension. If you have a group of people and everybody's out for their own good, so they fall apart. That's on a practical level. But there's a deeper nekuda why taiva is associated with ribui versus echad. The main difference, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, means that what he is be'etzem and essentially a metzias forever. For instance, if you take a person who lives with a cause, his cause is X or Y or Z, he will always be doing everything for the cause. A person who lives because he enjoys life, so today I want beer, tomorrow I want this, I'm restless. The lack of one is an expression of no real metzias. In other words, this world is a lot of pieces, so it's not any one particular metzias. It's what you would call in Lashon Kodesh today, it's mizdamen. Things as they come and happen. If somebody is going to the shopping mall, he needs to buy something very specific. He needs to buy a shirt. So he goes straight to the place he has to buy it, picks up the shirt and goes out. A person who's wandering around the mall, so if he likes the smell in this store, he stops by this store. If he likes the display in that window, he walks over there. If he's bored, he walks around. There is no myths. It's not only that he's doing a lot of things. He's doing a lot of things means he be'etzem has no mitzias atzmis. There is nothing there that defines him. There's a saying from one of Chachmu Mishoilam that a person who has many friends has no friend. Now, as a politician, it doesn't have 100,000 friends. He has nobody that's close to because he's backslapping everybody and hugging everybody. That means he's be'etzem nothing. The distinction between echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we say Hashem is echad, to the world, as we say, Marabu Masecha, is that when you have a nekuda, then you have something. If you have pieces, a scatterbrain has nothing. I remember, you go up in yeshiva, you see a lot of types of people. There was a class of people that were brilliant and had tons of yedias and einfalls and chaps, but it was like a cholent bag. And at first I would be like kind of jealous. I'd see a guy having this, that, the other thing, like throwing a mile a minute yedias and svaras and pieces. But then you realize they never come to any one point. I mean, it's an infinite amount of nothingness. It's not the pshat is the person has the havana of the sugya, and all the pieces are one binyan. It's like a shopping bag full of odds and ends, and bottom line, it adds up to nothing. The world in its ribui is nothing, because all the pieces don't add up to anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's echad achdus is mitzias. Now, when we say that something is a kadosh nivdal, so for instance, Vayisroitzu Abanim Bekirba, she's walking around. And something is pushing out to go here, something's pushing out to go there. That means that it's a chisaron be'etzim in the Uber. I mean, the Welt says, it's a cute joke. The Welt says, why? It says that when she passed by Beis Medrash, he tried to go out. And when he passed by Avodah Zarah, so Shem Veva told her that she has twins, so she was happy. I mean, what's the difference? It was still bothering her. So the Welt says that the very famous line that, at first she thought she has one child, she thought he's a reformed rabbi. Like, he wants to go here and he wants to go there. Once she had two separate children, that's not a problem. I mean, it's a cute line, but there's an emes to it. A person who is dragged in different directions is not a metzias. So Lamaisa, we started out in the beginning of Ner Mitzvah. He says, in the Pasuk it says, V'oretz ha'yisu toyu v'avoyu v'choshech apnei sahoyim. That's where you have the Arba Malchias. Toyu is Bavel, v'avoyu is Madai. When the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one center point, and the Dalet Malchias are, each one is a different direction. If each one is a different direction, then together they don't add up to anything. I mean, every so often, and that's Israel, unfortunately, it's more common, you get a political party that's made up of people that were very bitterly disappointed with the party they were in. I mean, it's an ongoing event there at Israel, unfortunately. In every election, there's the party of people that are upset and bitter with all the corruption, ineptitude, et cetera, of the other parties. And they come out with a big bang, and they collapse very rapidly for the main reason that the only thing they have in common is what they dislike about other ones. But there's nothing else in common. It's not a party in any sense of the word. All it is just cause A, cause B, cause C, cause D. But there's no one nekuda to it. So when something is part of the bria, when a person is pulled by taiva, the problem when a person is pulled by taiva is that the person himself has no metzias. One of the things we usually tend to be very, very upset with is a person that's not consistent. So there's two ways in how a person's not consistent. Let's say Reuven says that I only will allow somebody with a gartel to daven for yomit. And somebody comes out of gartel and let him daven. So one way is let's say the person is going to give a lot of money, and that's why I'm afraid of him or whatever it is, and that's why I forego the takana. So that type of thing, I'm upset. It's not inconsistent. It's a lack of principles, I'm letting money take precedence over principle. That's one type of the word inconsistency. There's another type of word. Let's say we'd see a person, one day davens with a gartel, one day without a gartel, one day in a polo shirt, one day in a hat and a jacket, one day this, one day that. You say to yourself, there is no metzias to the person. The person isn't, I mean, what is he? He's either whatever happened to come that day, or whatever is convenient. I don't see a metzias inside him. It's whatever happens to come his way. A taiva pulls a person, meaning what a person is doing b'teiras bal taiva is whatever window pulls me, that's where I go to. It's not the pshat I've made up my mind and I am, this is my metzias, and the world will fit itself to my metzias. It's the other way around. Wherever the world, every piece in the world, whichever direction it pulls me, that's where I'm going to go to. So that shows a lack of metzias in the person himself. Kedusha, in the sense that Kedusha defines HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being apart from the world. When we say Ata Kadosh Yochel Kamayni Talmud Loima Ki Kadosh Ani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh. So Rashi explains two pshatim. One of Kadosh means away from Arayis, and one is anything that's a Havdalah is Kadosh. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pshat is like the Rambam says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what happens to the Bria, it does not affect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam, in his basic definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that no matter whatever way the Bria goes, even if there was not to be a Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be affected. Lamashal, let's take the counter, not like that. A person has a child. So a person was there before, and a person, Kaviyachol, created the child, even though Reuven Kassir said not like that, but B'cholayfin, you bring the child into the world. But once the child is in the world, you're deeply affected by it. If the child is Chalil Chas hurt, you feel terrible. If the child does well, you feel much better. It's not the pshat that it's a one-way street. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Like the Rambam says, and v'ilo haya oila l'das, that the Bria would not exist, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be affected b'hi batlai, by the fact that Bria is bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distinct from the Bria, not a product of the Bria, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, his metzias is above that. His metzias is not part of it. He has a metzias. The others, each one interacted with the world. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov also was forced to interact with the world. Yaakov's maila, or nisoyin, as kadosh, was that Yaakov not be affected by the world. The world not have its effect on him. Let's take one more mashal of Yaakov. Yaakov is called Kadosh because Leroy Kerem Yomov. Leroy Kerem Yomov means, when we speak about Taiva in its sharpest form, which is the Taiva of Arayis, it means the world around me has the ability to draw me to it. If I see Ishei Fastoa, I'm drawn to her. If I see this, I'm drawn to her. Leroy Kerem Yomov means I am me, and I make the decision where I'm shayach to. That the total shlita in the world of taiva is a total shlita. That means you actually have a metzias. The world doesn't pull you to where it is. It's the other way around. You make that decision in the place that the world exerts its most powerful influence on a person. The only aveir in the Torah that's muta is ifastoa. The Torah calls if Astor Mutter, because the Torah knows that the person would not be able to have been soyan, and the Torah said Mutter Shayochlu Vasat Musos, and they shouldn't eat, and they shouldn't eat Vasan Avela. So the Torah, the only place the Torah gave an allowance is by Fastoan Mlchama. And on that meat, the Yaakov Avinu was not pulled by it. So Yaakov Avinu had himself the mila of what he calls here Eino Mispoil. He's a Nivdol, and that's why he's an Evan. He stands like a rock. The Dalad Malchius represent for Klal Yisrael Dalad Golius. This is, we have to pass through, I forgot what it's called, the gauntlet, I think, when you have a line of people with whips, and you have to go through it and make it to the other end. Klal Yisrael goes through the Dalad Golius, and they need to come out at the other end alive. They have to go through Bavel, they have to go Yavon, Paras, and Yavon, and eventually Malchus Edom. Each one, each Golus has its problem. Each Golus has its issue. But the overriding, the overarching nekuda is that Klal Yisrael not be pulled in any direction, period. If a person has a lot of midas and milas tovos, but he's lacking that midah of Evan, he's going to fall someplace. One person is tempted by money. So he'll be Omid ben Isoyin until somebody buys him out. One person is a Bal Taiva, so he stands on principle. He's not going to take money, but if Taiva comes his way, he's going to reach out for Taiva. A third person is not affected by money or Taiva, but he's affected by what people think of him. He's affected by how society thinks of him. He's self-conscious. Any type, in other words, the Tzara Shava of all Dalat Golias is that each Golus might have a different way of affecting you, but the bottom line is, if you are affectable, let's coin a phrase, if you are possibly affected, you will be affected. The person that the tortures of the Nazis didn't do it for him, then it was the Russians, and if not the Russians, it was Western civilization. If it was Western civilization, it was Christian civilization. Each and every person has a nekuda that could possibly pull him. Yaakov Avinu's mida is above all of those midos, in the sense that he's got a real metzias atzmis. The opposite of being a Bal Taiva is being yourself. You're not yourself if you're Bal Taiva. You're not yourself if you're conscious of if you're affected by anything around you, then you are not yourself, and you don't have a self. If you're chaimer b'yara yoitza, you're pulled in whatever direction. That's the point that he's making over here. So when in the second dream, there was a much bigger nesoyin for Klal Yisrael. The Umas Olam looked like a Tzuras Adam, and Klal Yisrael could only resist it if they were made of the material that is, the quality of the material is not affected. A stone, and let's understand it in both ways. You build on rock. Literally, I mean, when you build a building, you look for what's called bedrock. If you don't have bedrock, you put in pieces in the ground till the ground is as hard as a rock. You put in rods so that the ground gets firmed up. You put in foundations of cement. The point is, only a rock will hold a building. It's because the only metzias in the world is a rock. Everything else is not a metzias. Earth is not a metzias. Shovel it this way, it's this. Shovel it this way, it's that. Shovel it the other way. It doesn't have a metzias. You can't put a building on it, because instead of holding the building, it'll move with the building's weight. So it doesn't have, because it's affected by everything, it's not a metzias. It's better than a pasuk in Shashir. It says that the Shulamis and the Melech, the Shulamis is willing to go through anything to get the Melech. That's the story of Sheashim. And the end of it, she dies on behalf of the Melech, and and so on. And then there's a small piece at the end of Shir Hashirim where the Shulamis is asking on behalf of her sister. And she says, in other words, what's going to happen to my younger sister who's not holding where I am? And the Pasuk says, if it is as strong as a wall, then you can build a palace on it. But if not, if it's like a door that swings back and forth, you can put a little plaque on it. In other words, the only metzias in the world that will support other things is a chaimah. That's why it's both is the same. It's two sides of the coin. I want to ramify it a drop more, because it's such a crucial point. Let's take it. We spoke about taiva. A person that's schlepped by every taiva is not. It doesn't have any metzias. Let's take something else. Let's take a midas. A person gets angry. Getting angry means that your metzias was affected by the other person's metzias. We always give a mashal. If a person is in a crowd of strangers and somebody makes some nasty remark about him, it's not pleasant, but the person doesn't really take it. If you're together with people that this is your society, it becomes very, very painful because you were affected by the person's statement. If a person lashes out, so then it means I was affected by that metzias. That is what he's saying. Then the person is, you know, it's a caricature when somebody is a steady balkas. So every stupid thing in the world is always blowing his stack. That's a terrible thing. It means he is at the mercy of every single narishkeit in the world. If the wind is too strong and it blows his hat off and he loses his temper, so the wind has him in control. He is in control of everything else. If a person is, if the person's midas equanimity, if the person doesn't really, he's not fazed by anything around him, that means he has his own metzias. It really doesn't affect me. It's like something which is completely insulated and the water doesn't get through. So I wasn't affected by it. It's so interesting how a person when it gets angry is expresses the opposite of what he wants to express. Somebody did something. The person says, you know, I'm not going to be a shmata. I'm going to show you I'm a person. You'll see that, you know, I have a metzias and so on and so forth. Basically, the person is yelling that by blowing up and getting back at you, I'm going to prove my metzias. And what he does is the opposite. When a person takes what he wants, then and he's bal taiva. So the person says, you know, I'm my own self. I do what I want to do. No, the bria has you by your nose. It's the other way around. If you make the decision first, and I have told over a story. Somebody, I once heard from Shmuel Razovsky, Panovich Shiva, he once told over, he was sitting with Reb Chatzka Levenstein from Panovich, and Reb Chatzka was sitting by a meal. He had cut himself a few pieces of bread, and he ate it, and he saw that it wasn't enough. He was still hungry, Reb Chatzka. Reb Shmuel Razovsky said he could notice it, and Reb Chatzka stopped. So he asked Reb Chatzka, why doesn't the Mashgiach eat more? He looks hungry or whatever it is. So Reb Chatzka was a tremendous Baal Avodah, told him two reasons. The first one was, he said, in my world, the stomach does not make the decisions. The mind does. And secondly, he said, there's Parashat Yisrael there. I want to leave room for Parashat Yisrael. But he said, in my world, I've made a decision. This is what I want to eat. The mind is the decider and not the stomach. Everybody wants to have a metzias. The reason why we resent so much being put down is because we feel we lost our metzias. In as much as a person has a strong sense of self, and there's only one sense of self that's valid, and that's the only thing that is not affected by the bria and is a valid existence, is like it says by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehula vaday hu she yala das shehu ye bottle haya is kol abriya kula ayim is batelos lebi tuloi. V'im haya oila la das that the whole bria is bottle loy, he would not be affected in any way by the bittle of the bria. If the person, the less the person needs the world, the less the person is played by the world, the less the person is dragged by the world, he is more of a person. He has a real metzias. And therefore, the Dalet Golias are a mahalach of going through four different forces that if you're only susceptible to being pulled along, you're going to be pulled along. Each one of the Dalet Malchus is like a magnet in a different direction. And whatever your weakness is, it's going to fly out over there. It's like in the big mills in Eretz Yisrael, they have like a huge flour bin. The flour goes down a big pipe. And they have different types of sieves, one for this type of a bran, one for this type of worm. It's going to sift out everything by the time it gets down to the bottom. That's what happens to Klai Yisrael. Anyone that's susceptible to some influence is going to have it, and it's going to affect him. The only Echatims that Klai Yisrael can pass through unscathed is if Klai Yisrael's Metzius is completely within itself. If it's a stone. A stone is not affected by anything. Nothing else affects it. So therefore you can put weight on it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Tzur Olamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzur Yisrael. Tzur is a real Metzius. You can build on it because it is not affected by what's on it, under it, or on the side of it. And b'meila, if the person getting to the darg of Kadosh Yaakov, that Klal Yisrael has its own Metzius and does not exist off the world, is what passes us through all the Dalet Golias. Okay, hold it. Thank you.